If it's a sports story you're talking about, you can guarantee they'll be talking about it. Unless it's something like arena football. This is Sportsnet Magazine Live on Sportsnet 590. The Fan.
If you're running the Maple Leafs, Kadri comes in with his agent and says, all right, no more bridge. I need a long-term commitment here. I like it here. Let's sign a contract. What do you do?
Either the elephants leave the room or I do at this point. I would say that I would not be very excited about locking up Kadri for the long term. I don't know. If you're in a rebuilding mode, and I don't know, do you project Kadri to be your number one center on a Stanley Cup contending team? No. Do you project him as a number two center? Well, you've sort of got Nylander, and that's a more easily filled a slot on your roster and in your lineup. I don't know that you've... I think you've given Nazem Kadri a lot of opportunity, a great deal of latitude. You've shown him a lot of patience. And I think that who he is who he is. It's time to say, you know, listen, he's reached his upside, you know, like.
If he did say another 2-year deal, you like him enough to say, okay, all right, let's do it for another 2 years, or would you have tried to have traded him at the deadline, or try to trade him in the summer, or do something else?
I don't doubt that they did try and trade him.
I'm sure they did.
Yeah, I don't know that the market is very hot for Nazem Kadri. I just think that at some point you're going to say the commitment of cap space and what it would take to keep him, you know, can you justify one for the other?
Right. He's a good player. I mean, he shoots a lot. He's got good possession numbers. He's a guy that's probably
a
top 6 forward.
Player on his numbers.
He should be. You're right. Absolutely. And I think, but I also think perhaps there's something to Babcock's influence on him, if we believe a coach has influence on a player, which I do. I think that he definitely is improving, but is he the guy that you want to give that kind of contract to? That's the question.
It's very, very tough. And, you know, here's another thing, guys. And we talked about the Jays clubhouse and, you know, trying to get the culture and anything else. And look, if you're going to sign Kadri to a 5, 6, 7, whatever, long-term contract, mm-hmm. right? You've got to be one of your guys.
Yeah.
So when you bring your younger players in, are you comfortable pointing and saying, okay, now be like Naz? He's a guy, this is an NHLer, he's been around a few years. Now, I'm not going to say one way or the other. And I'll use an example, I guess, because, you know, originally we got into this earlier this year in a couple of the shows I was doing here, and it was a great point. The discussion goes back and forth. Well, I'd say, well, no. No, I wouldn't. But end of the day, though, is like people do change, all right? And, well, I hope we change, for heaven's sake. Like Muhammad Ali said, the man that sees the world the same at 50 as he did at 20 has wasted 30 years of his life. And you know where I get the example from? Is the guy who's coaching the Marlies now. If you'll recall, and I know you do, Gare, Dan, Sheldon Keefe was part of the Frosted Flakes thing when he was a player. He was a pain in the butt. He tells the story of how during their Memorial Cup run year, when David Branch was making the presentation of the OHL title, he refused to shake his hand and said, that must really pee you off, eh? And skated away from him. Yet now, Sheldon Keefe is a great citizen, a fabulous coach, mm-hmm. a terrific guy, and a guy who's leading that Marley team and is considered one of the bright guys. My point is, who's to say Kadri doesn't become, under Babcock's tutelage, the kind of guy you could point if you're a Marner and say, yes, you know what? Be like Kadri.
Would you bet $10
million? Well, that's the question, isn't it, Gare? That's the question.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair, but your point is, if we judged everything based on how we, you know, acted at 18 to 22 years old, I mean, we've all come a long way from there, right? So it's, you're right, though, that's the question that's difficult to answer. It's how much is that worth?
And I asked you guys directly, and I have to say I'd sided with Gare. I wouldn't sign him.
Yeah.
I would have, I know, like you said, they probably did try to trade him. I would have really made a push to move him now. Yeah. I would have thought they might have been able to deal him. I guess they didn't see anything, or they didn't want to, or whatever. And now it's a quick case, okay. And I would give him a one more 2-year deal. I'd be okay with that. I'd be okay with that. But if he's going to insist on 5 to 7 long term lockup, a la Phaneuf, a la whoever, no, I'd let him go too. And as much as I might regret it, I'd let him go too.
You know what? Listen, Nazem Kadri could change. The thing is, he might not change for the better.
Right? No, that's true. Not everybody's showing. Some guys get worse.
You know, and everyone in his draft class has established who he is, whether he's a player or not. There's no one that you can say, you know, in his draft class, oh, he's an improving player, you know, or, you know, there isn't someone who's regarded as a bust, say Cowan or something like that. And you're saying, well, you know what, maybe he's going to get back over and be what we thought he was, or what we thought he could become. So somehow, because he's in the spotlight in this market, people still look at it, a lot of people still look at Nazem Kadri and wish, right? Yeah. You know what? You can't throw coins in that fountain.
Do you think he's more comfortable somewhere else?
I think he'd thrive somewhere else. I think he'd go to like Carolina or like Tampa Bay or wherever, and I think he'd thrive. They'd leave him alone. I think he'd be a player. I think he'd be a good player in the National. I'm not saying I don't like him.
Or not. Right? Like he could go completely south in another place.
Yeah, he could.
You know, he could have coach issues, whatever. Like to say that you're going to pay a heavy cost, you know, that you'll look so bad afterwards.
This is Sportsnet Magazine Live.